Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So the debate tonight may not be as lively as Hillary Clinton's interview with our previous podcast guests, but it will have a bigger national audience. In Vegas, it will be Hillary Clinton in the center, Bernie Sanders to her right, Martin O'Malley to the left, and Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee on the flanks. There's apparently a Biden backup scenario as well if something dramatic happens with the vice president's plans in the next few hours. J. Newton Small, political correspondent for Time, says there's no way this debate can match the GOP spectacles, and it's not simply because this is going to be a round of no Trump.
Trump just said that he was going to live tweet the debate, so we may have side entertainment. There were just so many Republicans that they had to split the debate into two. In this case, you get everything all in one because there's only five of them, and because you have to give equal time to everybody, it'll end up being a little bit more hokier, I would imagine, actually, than the Republican debate, which was very kind of a melee of important topics and interesting topics, but particularly because there are so many of them, it kind of ends up being a little bit more easy to direct. Lincoln Chafee, you know, one of his big issues is turning America into the metric system. So I'm sure that will get some time tonight. but I mean, and that's the kind of thing which you're going to have to contend with tonight.
Well, what do you make of the fact that Hillary, as part of her debate prep, Hillary Clinton went before these two African-American podcasters and really, you know, sounded much more engaged and, you know, less like a policy wonk, which is one of the criticisms of Hillary Clinton. How do you think something like that or her behaving like that is going to affect the confrontation that is inevitable between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in the debate?
Well, the interesting thing about going to sort of African-American podcasters, it's sort of for two reasons why that's interesting. One is she, you know, sounding conversational has always been Hillary Clinton's challenge. And certainly I remember covering, 36 debates in 2007, 2008. It was just an insane number of debates. And that was the big knock on her, was that she was too much of like a Miss Know-It-All. And she was too sort of wonky and too kind of almost condescending to some degree. And now, you know, that's the last thing she wants, is to be seen as condescending, to be seen as inevitable the way she was in early 2007. And so trying to avoid that, she has to come off as, frankly, a little more low-key, a little friendlier, a little more like relatable, which is another challenge of hers, is being relatable, because she's been in the public eye in national office for more than 30 years. Being inside that bubble, it's not like she's been shopping at Target every weekend. The other one about the podcast that I would say is the choice of two African-American women. So Black Lives Matter is led by African-American women. It will certainly be a topic that you know, will be brought up tonight. It's been a big weakness of Bernie Sanders. I saw him speak in Charleston, South Carolina a couple months ago, or actually about a month ago. And he's not good with African-American audiences. I mean, this is a guy who has not changed his stump speech in like 40 years. And he has these burning moments where he sort of talks about how the evils of Wall Street. And then he would sort of awkwardly stop in the middle of the speech and look down at the podium and pick up his little card, which somebody had filled out for him, and say, "And this is important to the African-American community because," and like, it was just very awkward. So he's trying to really make up, and that's really cost him in a state like South Carolina, where 55% of the electorate is African-American for the Democratic primary. And he was drawing maybe a handful, like maybe three dozen African-Americans in a crowd of 3,500 when I saw him in Charleston. So it's been a major liability for him. And Hillary certainly, I'm sure, will focus on in tonight's debate.
Are we going to see a camera shot to the poker tables in Vegas? And there's Joe Biden sitting there playing around and then sauntering into the debate tonight.
Well, they have an extra stand handy for him, I believe, just in case he decides that he wants to show up. But I think, you know, honestly, Joe Biden, his play for tonight is to watch and see if there's an opportunity. So if Hillary Clinton comes out of this debate incredibly strong with tons of momentum, I mean, it's been a good couple of weeks for her, then there's not a lot of window or opportunity for Joe Biden to step in. But if she comes out really weakened, if there's a surging Bernie Sanders or strangely a surging, you know, Martin O'Malley, then that shows him that there is a place for him, perhaps an opportunity for him to challenge her. But I mean, it's a very tough deadline for him. I mean, he's never been a huge fundraiser. The last campaign he ran, I mean, he really had a problem raising money, finding the donors, finding the grassroots support, finding, I mean, even endorsements at this point. Hillary's kind of sucked all of those up, and there's not a huge bandwidth for a big challenger candidate like Biden. And so there really has to be an opportunity. And I think that's what he wants to judge out of tonight's debate, is if there is an opportunity for him.
J. Newton Small is Time Magazine's political correspondent.